Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Most oak trees thrive in Nebraska's climate, but that doesn't mean they're trouble-free. There are a few diseases and insect pests that can cause some issues, and one disease that can be deadly. Graham Hurst from the Nebraska Forest Service talks about oak wilt and the unique way it spreads between the trees, as well as the types of oak trees it can affect the most.
When it comes to wildlife habitat and ecological benefits, oak trees tower over all the other trees that we can grow in Nebraska. From wild turkey and deer, all the way down to microscopic organisms in the soil, these animals and life forms find the perfect home in oak forests. Now, all trees have different pests and diseases that they're susceptible to, and oak trees are no exception to that rule. The challenge with oaks is that they have a lot of disorders that can have very similar symptoms. And one of those disorders in particular is not only difficult to diagnose, it's also deadly. Oak wilt is a vascular disease that's caused by a fungus that spreads from infested trees to healthy trees in two different ways, either through root grafts or insect feeding. When trees are growing close to each other, they can sometimes form underground connections called root grafts that allow oak wilt to spread from diseased trees to healthy trees. If you've ever heard that it's best to avoid pruning oak trees in the summer months, oak wilt is one of the considerations for that practice. During the summer months, trees this large are moving a lot of moisture from the ground up through the leaves and into the atmosphere. So any damage that occurs to the trees at that time, hail, wind damage, pruning wounds, those are going to ooze sap from those cuts and wounds that are attractive to small beetles. Then they can transfer those fungal spores to an otherwise healthy oak tree. Trees that have contracted oak wilt will have leaves that dry from the outside inward. This process usually starts in late spring and early summer and progresses into summer. The leaf veins are often the last to turn brown, and most leaves will still have some green in them when they fall on the ground.
Graham says for the most part, there are two types of oaks here in the state, red and white oaks. He says the type of oak you have will probably determine the severity and the speed of the infection.
In the oak tree family here in Nebraska, we have two distinct groups, white oaks and red oaks. White oaks, like bur oak, English oak, and swamp white oak, are going to have leaves with rounded lobes, whereas the red oaks, like pin oak, northern red oak, and black oak, will have pointy lobes at the ends of the leaf. The reason this matters for oak wilt is because oak wilt spreads so much more quickly in the red types. For white oaks, they can often have oak wilt for years at a time and sometimes even come back out of oak wilt and not die from it. Red types can succumb to oak wilt in as fast as 3 weeks. If you have oak trees displaying symptoms like the ones we show, your best course of action is to either get a hold of an NAA or ISA certified arborist, contact your local county extension office, or the plant and pest diagnostic lab.
Oak wilt might not be the easiest disease to diagnose. If you suspect your tree is suffering, particularly if you live in eastern Nebraska, contact a certified arborist, call your local extension office, or send a sample to UNL's Plant and Pest Diagnostic Clinic. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.